Hello and welcome to the Creative Consciousness Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Sam and Cabrini Greco, coming to you live from beautiful planet Earth. Throughout our conversation, we will be covering topics such as spirituality, global consciousness, metaphysics, and where you think we're truly headed. We have a great show to share with you today, so bookmark us and receive reminders. And you can visit our website at alltruenatural.com.
Afternoon, wherever you are on planet Earth, we are so blessed to have each and every one of you with us this evening, this afternoon, this morning. You know, time does really not exist in God. And as we, you know, for anyone that's listening in our chat room right now, in the airwaves, wherever you are, Amaya's here to bring her message to you tonight, the message that's within her being.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to give you an opportunity, Amaya, to really just talk a little bit, you know, talk as much as you want about yourself, you know, and the experience that you're having in within yourself with the Holy Spirit.
You know, believe it or not, given what I do for my ministry, you wouldn't think it would be hard for me to talk about myself, but I really am very shy inside of here, inside of me. So let me get started. I really, where do I even start? You know, I stand in this place where I love God so much, and I watch this world understanding that we are reaching, we're attempting to reach the heart of God again.
Yes.
Now, I didn't always stand in this place. I was born human just like everybody else in this world, and I went through a great deal of darkness, had a childhood that had a great deal of darkness in it. I was born with cerebral palsy and spent my childhood in leg braces.
Oh, boy.
A lot of ridicule and ostracization for me as a child, and I always had this gift. I always could see. I always knew. I felt others. I would complain to my mother to get the spirit out of my room. The people. I didn't call it spirit then. I was four or five years old. To get the people out of my room, and of course she would assure me there was no one there. I know now one of them was a very, and I've always had people around me in spirit. I closed it down for several years there because I went through many life lessons.
Yeah.
Many life lessons, and reopened when I was 24, 25 years old. I was one of the first waves of healers, teachers, beings that have been assigned to this place to help. Yes. I was the youngest amongst 25 women, and at that time I was 24, 25 years old. I started reading about all this when I was 15.
Okay.
I picked up my first book of reincarnation in the library. It was Ruth Montgomery. Yeah, I know, and that's how long ago, that's how old these books were. They were even old ones before I got my hands on them. And that library had shelves of parapsychology and phenomena. And I read everything I could get my hands on for 10 years. I'd walk into used bookstores and find books. They would be there for me. And then I met my first teacher, Evelyn Isidore, who never taught me to channel, but she was the first person who ever loved me unconditionally, because I came home from a family of such fracturedness that my biggest wound was the wound of rejection and ostracization.
Okay. A lot of people go through that. Understandable.
Yes.
Very understandable.
Yes. And I needed that lesson to really have the level and depth and width of the compassion that I have today. It's like, what I know today is that there are no enemies. Yet I had to live through feeling like the enemy and that everyone was an enemy against me.
Yeah.
So I had to have both sides of the sword, iron against iron. That's how things get strengthened here. And I spent a childhood in great suffering. I spent a young adulthood in great suffering. it taught me how to pray very deeply. There was something going on. Once I confirmed that in these books, there was much more going on than I could express, and I knew more was going on. I just did not have the verbiage for it, the verbalization. Things began to move for me very quickly. In that movement, because I was like the little boy in The Sixth Sense for years. In that movement, really, that was me. I saw dead people.
No, I understand.
And if I had been born into a village or a tribe, it would have been taken by the medicine people and initiated, which my life gave me anyway. A good 20, 25 years of initiation. Once I understood...
Yeah, that's an incredible fire that you've walked.
Yeah, incredible fire. And it's just finishing up now. It's been a long walk. Because I was the first group out asked to heal myself along with bringing others up out of
right.
the dark. I was doing
right.
a dual... effect. I was burning. I'm a 999, so I was burning all this karma up at the same time. And my gifts reopened with Evelyn. I'd spoken for spirit a year before I did. It just frightened me, because anyone I knew that talked would generally, like, that was generally in a mental institution. And my family
was
crazy
that.
Enough. I didn't want to be that crazy, you know. But spirit had run me down. I met an indigenous elder years before. I started traveling out to the Southwest on a continuous basis, and he looked at me and said that he had to be run down by spirit to do this work. And I didn't realize he was talking about me at the time. I didn't realize that's how they talked. They talked, you know, they talk in circles. They talk circular, and they actually talk in parables. And so out of that began my ministry to this planet, and it started with a pack of tarot cards and proceeded into the channeling, and then I opened up to the teaching, whatever that is, you know, the truth that the heavens are coming, that we are in the time of the great council,
yes,
that those heavens coming are populated by universes. So we've got the four galaxies that have governed us, have held us steady, that are now relenting their positions so that we can take over, that we can remember. We're much more. We're the star-seeded people. We're the
yeah.
ones that will be known for taking the darkness into the light for eternity.
Yeah.
We will be the ones to do this. And in order to do that, we had to be forged and opened and become unafraid of our tenderness, not just our strength.
You know, the star people.
Tenderness.
The star people are just incredible people.
Yeah.
The part of God that is the star that
mm-hmm.
they are is just profound. It is like something magnificent. And when I think about you and your work, and you bring forth that same magnificence of the star,
yes,
of that
I'm a star
that
person.
Gives so much light to every one of us. So, you know, please talk about how you experience your own magnificence.
Let me see. There's a large piece of me that walks from a place or walks with a place that understands completely everything that's going on and is in great humbleness of it. I know I don't get to vote. I get to serve, and the rest is up to that agreement that we have with the great creator, every one of us. The magnificence that I is this woman who just, I have an eye for beauty. I sold my apartment. I know how to decorate. Artist in that sense. My art is the healing work that I do, the teaching that I do. That's how I present it in this world. I see the beauty. When I look at someone, I immediately see the magnificence of them. It's just something that clicks. And then I see, if they're supposed to work with me, the rest, all the mishigog that needs to go, that just needs to get out of the way and not be held on anymore. I'm finding that people are doing in months what they used to do in years. I'm finding that I do a Thursday night meditation group, and I'm finding I have to remind people we're not healing in increments anymore, two steps forward, one step back. We're leapfrogging, and the healing is permanent.
Got it.
We're taking
Absolutely.
Big, big jumps here, because I have people I notice are real addicted to being hurt, and they need to be tended to in a very strong
Yeah.
a kind way
yeah.
in that, because,
well, that
yes, we've
so
all
beautiful.
Been hurt. But we take that hurt to a place of tenderness and to a place of passion and to a place of community. It's all about community now. Community, a home, a takuyasu.
The gentleness the gentleness of spirit, like when you speak and you talk about that tenderness, it feels very gentle to me.
Yes, it is, because that's the nature of it, isn't it?
Yes.
One of the biggest things that I've watched people have to heal from in their quote-unquote mother wound is the lack of tenderness. And that's all we're just looking to be loved and to love. And, of course, it's more complicated than that because we have an ego, psyche, and personality, along with a spirit and a soul.
Yeah, that's a trip
so
in itself,
it's much more complicated. But, you know, and sometimes love is not enough. Other things have to be added to it. We're really looking to be belong. We just really want to know we belong again. My walkabout pushed me outside the circle. For the longest time, one of my healers said something to me, and I said, but they told me I didn't belong. And he looked at me and said, why would you believe them still? And I was like, because I wanted the friends so bad, I'd believe anything at that point. I was young. I was a child. And I'm watching the need. James Uguala, whom I consider one of my teachers, and I was at his, I went to Sedona, I love Sedona, and I went to Sedona for 2 New Year's, 13 and 2013 and 2014.
Ooh.
2014, until Uguala came up 2 days before I was supposed to head out to Sedona saying, I'm calling for a lodge. And I said, oh, that's why I'm going. And in the lodge,
he did
two things. He said, because I stood up to hang my prayer ties, and I said, Uguala, can I stand up in the lodge? Because you're really not. He said, you can stand up. You can take your clothes off. You can do backflips. Your inner child can do anything she wants, because this lodge, you all need to be talking to each other, even when we're doing the rounds, because if we don't start talking to later, that is community. And I find that with my Thursday night group. Finally, after a year and a half, these people are talking to each other on cue and not waiting for me to lead the conversation.
Yes.
And the first time that happened, I could have kissed the screen of the computer. I said to them, they couldn't see me. They can see me. I can't see them. I can only see their names and what they come up on the queue. And I said, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Yes, you got an Aquarian that's leading you. But at some point, you all need to know how to take care of yourselves.
Right. Absolutely.
What good is it teaching if you don't use it?
If you don't listen.
If you don't listen and don't apply it. This is for application in one's living experience. All of it. And I just, the part of, the thing that I love the most is to watch people bloom. I just love watching them light up.
Yeah.
To come to that place where they come into their own. I wanted to say that one of my favorite things is the channeling work that I do.
Okay.
Excuse me. And I was hesitated saying that because it's not just that anymore. It's like it's merged with me. But there are times when I just do channeling work. I step out of my way, and the things that happen with that work are just beyond expectation.
I know. It's absolutely beyond expectations. You're absolutely right about that.
And recently, and I didn't want to speak about it for a while because so many people channel the archangels. I was like, I am not disappearing into the crowd here. Sorry, I got a lot of Leo in my chart. I just can't just disappear into the crowd. And I said
to
Isaiah, because they said, you know, you need to start announcing that Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel are going to be doing the major work. And I said, I don't want to disappear, and I like Isaiah. I've been with Isaiah for 40-some years. Hey, I'm a Yang woman. I don't change that quickly. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. And I laugh now. I say to people, you know, after all this time with spirit, they must be, they probably think to themselves, why do you even argue with us anymore? Of ill health, which has come out of having to finish up some really big karmic wheels. Mm-hmm. I can see what it's doing. And being trained, I can't get out of this chute. I'm going straight on down and through. And having to learn to be grounded. You know, I've been saying to God, you know, I don't want to do this. And I was with one of my elders, and she looked at me. She didn't even know I was saying that to myself. She said, you know, you keep saying to God, you don't want to do this, but it doesn't matter what you want. They're bringing
well,
down
you know,
the
God
chute.
Calls,
so just stop
complaining. You know,
it's all God, and it's all being made pure. You know, it's the Word. God said, "I shall make you pure again," and that's
yeah.
and it's not like the driven snow because we all have things. You know, we all have had hidden motives and intentions that we have to get over. But you know, it's that purification, the allowance, and the acceptability.
Yeah.
That this isn't just a spiritual trip, it's a physical trip too. The great
you think
mother
that
is married to the great
absolute right
purification. And it's a marriage. We are God's love to earth and earth's prayer to God. That's
yes.
what we are.
Yes.
And that sacredness is the physicality too. And that's part of my walkabout. I am getting busier. I do want to be very busy. I do
Good.
Want the phone ringing off the hook. I want people coming to say, teach me. And the
right.
teaching for me is having a following, quote unquote, as long as you go ahead and fly away and spread the word.
Well, God's got your back. Get ready.
Reality. Spirit does say thank you, even if you aren't so nice to them, because they want the reality of it. They want you to come, all of you, to it. They want, you know, Michael Beckwith out here tells the greatest small story when he said, "You should have seen me before I did this work, crawling to the altar going, I don't want to do this, sweating all the way to the altar praying, please don't make me do this, and having to go through all that fear to get on my feet, yet I wanted it. I had prayed for all this, and then when it started happening, having to go to the altar on my knees with all the fear pouring out of me because it was happening. You know,
well,
I was
you know,
becoming with God here. When people are spitting that venom, we can just go, oh, okay. And Buddha used to laugh at it, you know, and say, oh, really? You know, and laugh at that because it's just another thing. It's neither left nor right. It's the middle way. Or we can take out the sword and slay it, but
yes.
not slay it with the remuneration of being venomous on our end. That's not the
oh,
point.
No. Well,
no, or
yeah.
we can cover it in prayer. See,
yes.
because what's happening here is the disease darkness is going to die. And anything else, just like we really don't want to die, it doesn't want to die either. And it will up the ante as the light keeps performing its dance. And that
yes.
dance is that magnificence of the unfolding of the like, what are those lights over the northern hemisphere? How our wings look. And the more we spread those, the more that we're going to, the darkness, you know, the higher we go on the path, the thinner it gets.
Yeah.
And the more that we're held to the real truth, which is integrity and dignity and compassion and honor and mercy and grace and of all these things, the highest of all, love.
Yes.
Really. And that is the glory of God. That's the true glory of God when we can turn the other cheek within reason. Not a blind eye, because there's no such thing as blind faith. The only time we need to practice blind faith is when blind fear is trying to kill us. Then we practice blind faith. There is nothing blind about faith. It sees, it knows, it is all.
Yeah.
And it's that whole place of the glory of God. You know, when I stepped out at 25 years old, shaking, saying, I really don't want to do this, I don't want to be crazy, that was a huge faith I had to have. I didn't want to hurt anyone. I had to stop controlling what Spirit wanted to say through me. I had to leave it alone and trust
yeah.
that these people were in hands of something much larger than me, and I was merely a portal for that exchange.
Yeah.
Really
and, you
a
know,
portal.
Some of the vessels, you know, some of these.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I was thrown into the abyss for a long time. I had a lifetime like that, I'm not kidding, where I thought I was God, and that's why in this lifetime, sometimes I'm almost hesitant with my work because I have to be very careful. Very careful.
Well,
inside oneself, any that, because once you start rising up into the God light, anything that needs to be healed of it will rise up too. You can go
oh,
through
absolutely.
Some difficulty and some uncomfortableness per se on every level possible as you give yourself over, because that has got to be healed. It's calling out for love. It's calling out for healing. It's calling out for disposal. It's the same thing of the collective. We've got a huge cry of those minions that are now rising up into
well,
God's
the
light,
been answered.
Pulling the darkness with it.
Yeah,
and the darkness
the
wants
been
to
answered.
Bite down. It wants to hold back. And we just need to keep our faces away from that. We just need to not pay attention to the man behind the curtain and keep going, because we're coming to that 2015 is it. This is it.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
This is it.
You know, And you know, what's happening here, you know, everyone, It's about the heart.
Yep.
It's about what you are inside. It isn't about getting somewhere. It isn't about making it happen. It isn't about, I have to do this. It's not about that at all, because that reality is going to be quickly shifting into a completely different place. It's really about listening and listening to the Spirit of God that speaks in you and listening to what it's telling you to do. And as
right.
you do that, you unfold yourself. And you begin to recognize who you really are.
And you will drive many people crazy with that, because people want to know why. They want to get into your core. And the more that you just, and much times, because I'm an Aquarian, so I like to have things shown to me ahead of time so I can kind of plan. But,
oh.
you know, I can't, because that's not the way I work. I'm a blood type A. I just go with the moment. So it comes out like, I'll ask the question and not get an answer, and all of a sudden I'll hear, do it now. And I'll be like, sometimes I do argue because I have that logical mind. But I'll just do it, and people get infuriated with me because they say, why did you do that? And I'll say, because I had to. And like, they want the story. They want the core of it. That's what's coming.
It's
community. Walking in the hoop, walking in that circle, you must be very mutable and very, very sure of your connection with each other here. Because, yes, God is here, but we're part of that. We have to make sure we have that connection
absolutely.
With each other.
Absolutely. God is
and
present.
Spirit is here, like, mad right now between us. I mean, there's so much going on. There's no airways for them. There's no radio shows for them, even though I do tend to knock people off radio shows. There are no radio shows for them. There's just here, now. It's all time, always, all time.
Yes.
You know, time
is a
continuum.
So what's your background again? Like, how did you get involved with the actual healing? Was this through your own physical challenges that you've had?
I saw spirits since I was little, put it away for 10 years, met Evelyn Isidore, picked up a book on a tarot card, a box of tarot cards, and a book, began to do readings with people, and 3 months after I began to do readings, I would say something and not know where it came from. My voice would shift. I would feel through my body when I was talking. And then from there, spirit would be running around the back of everyone in the circle at Evelyn's house, stop behind me and know I could speak for them, and I would freeze up. Eventually, I started channeling. I started Archangel Michael. I didn't know it was Archangel Michael at the time. He never said that. He said, this is Michael. I'm coming through to clear the channel, and now the group will speak. And I started with the group. I finally asked them for a name.
Oh, wow.
Because I had work published, and they said, we will take the name Isaiah because it means the coming of God, coming of the Lord. We're not the Isaiah of the Bible, but we'll take that name because of the frequency and what it means. And now recently, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, somebody said, you better not forget Raphael. Raphael has joined us in this process because we're the ones we've been waiting for.
Yes.
We're the angels. We're the ones, but we're not alone in this, and we are not God. We are not mature enough to be God.
No.
We don't have an eye who was carrying the world and got really physically ill because of it. No.
Yeah.
This is a mutual community thing, and it's God leads.
Yes.
You follow the great creator in always, specifically for yourself.
I'm on fire. Are you feeling on fire?
I am feeling on fire.
I hope those of you that are, which is absolutely just perfect the way God works. I want to welcome Amaya Victoria back to our show. Amaya is a spiritual teacher, a visionary, a healer. You can get in touch with her at her website. And maybe you can go ahead and just share that with our listeners tonight.
Sure. Amaya Center, it's very simple. A is an apple, M is a Mary, A, Y is in you, A, Center, CENTER.com. And all my information is there. Facebook is Amaya Center, Twitter is Amaya Victoria, and Pinterest is Amaya Victoria. Also, on my Facebook page is about my meditation group on Thursday nights, and a bunch of blogs and radio shows that you can listen to and peruse that website. And if I can help you in any way, do please contact me.
Whereabouts are you in Los Angeles? What area?
I am in West Los Angeles. I actually have a little office in Venice, California.
Oh, how nice. Oh, that must be so much fun.
Yes, that area is a hoot. Yes.
Is the beaches wild?
I live in the marina, and when you walk down the Strand, there's a line you cross over when you come into Venice. It's like you've stepped into the Twilight Zone. Honest to God, energetically, it's like, whoa. It's like stepping from one reality into another, literally.
Oh, I know that we'll be there one day, and I just want to experience, you know, the arts at Venice Beach. I know that a lot of people are there being in their own experience, and I think that's just incredible. And that's how I see God's magnificence.
Yeah, I mean, as I opened my home for the first harmonic convergence in
87.
Yes. Me too. Yes, wow. I've noticed the crystals are really making a resurge back again, too. The crystals seem to have gone underground for a bit, and they're way back. They're coming back, and that's always a signal that we're heading into a new place.
Would you like to send out a message to humanity?
Yes. Yes, I do. I really need to send a message out. So give me a minute here, because there's such a large group listening to this.
Yes.
And you and your partner, who are obviously one soul, are just such powerhouses. I've got to wait for it's so strange for me. It's as if the energy is coming from my left, coming to face me,
okay,
looking
right
in the face.
Okay, right now, here it is right now. So just go ahead and listen.
And they went out of a lot of people's lives. And people are just handing me crystals. Here, this is for you. I'm like, okay. I have two huge purple amethyst geodes that sit in my bedroom.
Yes.
Behold the children of God, for unto them saith the Lord, come to me, and heaven shall be born again. This statement is now that is being beholden unto all that are blessed with the Holy Cross, the Christ's light, and that of Mother Mary. The Holy Cross is the opening, the activation into the Grand Diamond. And through the Grand Diamond, the grid of crystalline energy is activated, cultivating then the opening of memory of all ancestry, and then placing into the rooting of all creation the completion of humankind's soul. We, the minion of the great Creator, call upon the children who wait and are now adults to come forward and bring the flourishing of their maturity to heaven and earth. Bringing earth to heaven and then heaven to earth immediately unto this place past the April of this year. It is this place that the messages come from, this portal that the knowledge is beholden to, this surety that we bring to the one that said, yes, the message has been received, this. You are loved, and you are beloved beyond memory, you are beloved beyond knowledge, and you are loved beyond kisses. So here we bring to you the great kiss of God to your healing, to your prayer. The answer is yes to that question, beloved one. The answer is yes. Yes, you will be completed. You will be uplifted. You will be allowed to know why, and you will be allowed to then create your ministry. We have so many who follow you, blessed one, and the message for you are sweet. Child, our sweet daughter, you, angel of light, is this.
All right, so
take
the one has
now
come forward.
The
one has come forward, and we do have a call. So I'm going to bring you live with us, number 337. I love that. 337.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome.
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Yes. Oh. Yes. And may we anoint you, blessed one, child, you who are so wise inside and so young of age, we bring to you the blessing of freedom and the release from the doubt of your prosperity. Now, what is the question?
Well, a few months ago, I met someone, and there was definitely an instant connection there. And he's a little older than I am.
Yeah.
And we're just friends, but there's definitely a connection there that I've never had with anybody. And I would love to see, what do you pick up on that connection?
This is not about picking up on anything. This is about allowing. But let's answer the real question here, which is there love for me?
Mm-hmm.
This friendship needs to be allowed to be nurtured, cultivated, blossomed. Do not allow any impatience to interfere, Candace. This is a healing for you in your throat area, in your third eye, like an emerald being put into the third eye area, so that around father and fathering, not that this one should father you completely, but a healing, a relief, and a rest that you are loved and that the masculine is safe. There is definitely a connection and a deep need for you, in you, for deep love. But first, let's allow this to be cultivated in friendship, kindness, and safety, bringing a full circle, like letting you lay back in a comfortable chair so you may rest your mind, your heart, and allow your soul to come forward in your artistry and in your prayer, because you're a prayer meister. Your prayer is very powerful to bring to you then what you really want, which is home and family. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. That's how it happens, right?
Yes.
Wow.
How are you feeling, honey?
Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling wonderful and at awe.
May you be touched by the Holy Spirit, because your real question is, am I loved? Do I belong? And we say yes, and so it is here. So that you will have no doubt who loves you.
No
and you
doubt.
Will not be in pain
no
if
fear.
Someone does not come into your life immediately. And this man is here as a forebearer, as a voice that you can be safe now.
How about that?
Whether it is him or the next one, you shall have the flourishing of the planting of your garden, i.e. family. Take care of your heart, take care of your uterus, and take care of your love. And in that way, you will see your beauty shine. And get your creativity going, blessed one. You are way beyond what you understand at this point.
Mm. And if you guys just want to hold on for 1 second, this show is really coming to a close right now. We will be ending in just very, very quickly. So I want you to know that you can listen to our archives. You can listen to the show over and over and over again. All right? It's about getting the message out. And that's what we do. We share spiritually purposed individuals living spiritually lives. You can reach us at alltruenatural.com. Much love, God bless, and go forth.
Yeah, and I've been really, really working on my music and stuff like that. Yeah, been divorced for 4 years, and I said this is going to be my year. I'm going to work on it. And I mean, I've been working on it last year. But this year is going to be my time. I'm going to really, really push hard on
good.
It. And,
good.
Push good.
You, you know,
through you. Let God come right through you.
Let God come through you, and you take that to the children.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of music? Tell us about your music.
I am a musician and a singer, and I'm also a songwriter. I write for all varieties, but since I was young, I've sung gospel. Yes,
of course.
And when I met the person, it's kind of unexpected. I met him in a music store, a place that I'd been hundreds of times, and I actually was trying to meet up with somebody else to help me with some music, and I've never seen this guy, and he works at the music store. I never met him, never seen him. All the times I've been up there. And he's been working there for a few years. And so what kind of shocked me was when I first met him, it was very, very unexpected.
Very unexpected. But this is all divinely timed.
Mm-hmm.
The great creator is everywhere, always.
Mm-hmm.
In everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including you, Candace.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the most important.
Most important.
Because without you, you know, the whole of God would not exist.
Yeah.
And you know, for you, I think also dream time will be very important. You must rest. You must rest. and let yourself be filled. I don't know if you have a young daughter or there's a daughter or a young child around you.
I have a young daughter. I have a four-year-old.
Young daughter, I see a little girl, and really, she really needs your light, your love, your energy, and you need rest. You need to go to dream time because that's where you will replenish.
Yeah, and I'm very protective of her and everything because of the stuff that not only I've been through and things like that, and so I don't really bring her around people, especially guys. I don't really date much, and I haven't dated in a long time, and so even though we're just friends, I always see us as more. I don't know why I always see us as more. I know we have a past life together, but I don't know what's the reason of us meeting each other. I mean, I guess because he's been through a lot too. He's 40, and I'm 31. And
that's not such a big age difference. That's all right.
No, it's not. It's
so
not.
So what if
and
it was? You know, souls come together. That age doesn't matter. Souls come together for specific reasons.
Yeah.
Specific reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know we have a task together. I don't know what it is yet. And
well,
and
you know, I know, my dear, you know how to pray.
Yeah.
If you're
all
a gospel singer, you know how to pray.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
just go right to the Holy Spirit.
And because we're taking things slow, but in the same sense, he's actually much more distant to me than anything. So I just thought that he didn't like me at that point. I just didn't know if what is this, and just didn't know if he even had even cared or whatever. I didn't know, and you know, something I wanted to know before anything, because I know he's been hurt before.
Because that's what came for you was the Holy Spirit. That was a clear message. You take in the Holy Spirit, because that's the Spirit of God, and your answers will be right there. And look, if it's not him, it'll be somebody else. I feel that really it's about that love. It's just about you being loved, period.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're humans. Okay.
All right. Blessed beings, thank you so much for being with
us
tonight.
Candace.
Is there anything more, Maya, that you would like to share, or Candace as well?
No, I think it's complete. I know it's
okay,
complete.
So we're just going to thank Maya Victoria for stepping forward and for hearing the call and speaking it loud and clear tonight. We're going to thank our guest, our call-in guest tonight, that was able to meet herself as well. So with that, we offer you much love and many blessings upon your own experience of God that is within you. And the message is really coming very strong and loud and clear. And if you're a listener and you've been listening for God, you're going to hear this the biggest drum in all of the universe. So much love. Have a blessed, blessed evening, each and every one of you, no matter where you are on planet Earth.
Yeah. Yes. Good night. God bless.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a great night. Bye-bye now.
Bye.